بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. I want to share with you a very important matter, and this is the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم's manners and actions during the month of Ramadan. And this is based on a book which is very well written and authentically verified by one of the students of Al-Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah. He is Al-Sheikh Muhammad bin Musa bin Nasr. May Allah preserve him. And it is under the title with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam during Ramadan. I found this very, very useful and very beneficial. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward the Sheikh Muhammad bin Musa bin Nasr concerning first the arrival of Ramadan, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's position upon the arrival of the month of Ramadan. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam would not start the fasting until the Hilal, the crescent of the month of Ramadan, is verified by sighting. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would watch for the Hilal, for the crescent. And not only that, he used to order the companions to do the same, such that if one of the companions, may Allah be pleased with all of them, told him of seeing the Hilal, the crescent, he, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would command the Ummah to fast, would command the Muslims to fast based on this sighting and the testimony. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith reported by Al-Bukhari and by Muslim and others, صوموا لرؤيته وافطروا لرؤيته, fast upon its sighting, meaning the crescent of the month of Ramadan, and break fast upon its sighting. If it is obscure for you, then complete the count, or complete counting Sha'ban, which is this month, until 30 days. If it is obscure, then complete counting Sha'ban until it is 30 days. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to consider one testimony as sufficient for him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this, there is a very important benefit. There is a very important benefit in what you have heard. One testimony for sighting the moon, for sighting the crescent, was sufficient for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in this, there is a proof for khabarul wahid. This is a very important matter in hadith. Khabar al-wahid, which means a narration that comes by root of 3, 2, or as in this example, only one narrator. Many of the deviant groups claim that such narrations, even if authentic, are not acceptable in issues of legislation and in creed. And Al-Shaykh Al-Albani rahimahullah wrote an excellent book on this matter, proving that the narration of Khabar al-Wahid is, if authentic, evidence for legislation and or creed. And I believe this book is also translated into English. It's very beneficial. It's under the title Khabar al-Wahid is a proof in legislation and in creed. خبر الواحد حجة في العقائد والأحكام. So one testimony was sufficient for him صلى الله عليه وسلم, and in this there is a proof for خبر الواحد. The Ummah would begin fasting based on the citation, even by the testimony of a single person. And the Ummah began fasting one day when a Bedouin came from the desert informing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he had seen the crescent. Then he sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered Bilal to announce fasting. And he, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, forbade his ummah from fasting a day or two before Ramadan out of precaution. This is forbidden. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith reported in Al-Bukhari and Muslim, do not precede Ramadan with a day or two of fasting, except for a person fasting a particular fast, then let him fast. Meaning if someone is regularly fasting, there's no problem. But to precede Ramadan with a day or two of fasting specifically because Ramadan is coming, or out of precaution, then this is forbidden. For the permissible case, like if someone is fasting Monday or Thursday, so whoever is fasting for such a reason, then there is no harm in that if it falls before Ramadan. What is prohibited of fasting is on the day of doubt. And this was mentioned by the Prophet ﷺ, who said in the hadith which is in Al-Bukhari, and also it's connected by Abu Dawood and At-Tirmidhi, whoever fasts the day of doubt, he has disobeyed Abul Qasim. And Abul Qasim is the nickname for the Prophet ﷺ. As-Salaf al-Salih, the righteous predecessors, were very cautious and watchful for the end of Sha'ban and for the beginning of Ramadan. Then the Prophet ﷺ would have his intention the night before dawn. The intention to fast, he would have it the night before dawn. And he commanded this for his ummah. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever did not intend his fast during the night, then there is no fast for him. And this is reported by An-Nasa'i, and it is graded as authentic by Al-Shaykh Al-Albani rahimahullah. This is limited to the obligatory fast. As for the optional fast, then it is not essential to have the intent before. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ was with his family and had not eaten yet one day. And so he asked, do any of you have anything for breakfast? They replied, no. So he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, then I am fasting. So he built an intention there. Then he said, then I am fasting. This is reported by Muslim and others. And the scholars have built upon this hadith the following, that it is permissible for a person to begin his intent for an optional or voluntary fast before the sun's zenith, if he has not yet eaten or done any other act that invalidates a fast. Now, during the night, the person can eat and drink until the truthful dawn, which is called Al-Fajr al-Sadiq, occurs. Because there are two kinds of dawn. Fajr. Sadiq, which is correct, and Kadhib, which is false. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Baqarah chapter 2, verse 187, what means, and eat and drink until the white thread, meaning of Fajr, of dawn, of light, appears distinct from the black thread. So we know now there are two kinds of Fajr or dawn. As-Sadiq, which means correct, and Al-Kadhib, which is false. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam permitted Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, to finish his food and drink after hearing the adhan, the call of the second fajr, which is al-fajr al-sadiq, the correct fajr. It is confirmed that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when one of you hears the call and a dish is in his hand, then he should not put it down until he has finished what is necessary for him of it. And this is reported by Abu Dawood and At-Tabari and Al-Hakim and Al-Bayhaqi, and it has a number of transmissions and supporting reports, as Al-Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah mentioned in his collection of hadith, which is As-Sahiha. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not harsh on any of the Muslims. So he did not legislate what is known as the adhan of abstention, nor this is from his teachings. This is spread in many parts of the Muslim world, and it is an innovation from the etiquettes of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and manners in fasting, that he used to hasten to break the fast and delay the suhoor, the pre-dawn meal. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would hurry to break the fast and delay the pre-dawn meal, which is the suhoor. And he commanded this for his ummah by saying, in the hadith reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim and others, my ummah, my nation will not cease in good as long as it hastens to break the fast. My ummah will not cease in good as long as it hastens to break fast. And in another hadith, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the religion will not cease to be manifest as long as the people hasten to break the fast. And this is reported by Abu Dawood and by others. And it is graded as Hasan, good, by Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah in Sahih Al-Targhib wa Al-Tarheeb, the new edition. And in the Hadith Al-Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the most beloved servants to me are those who hasten most to fast breaking. It means to begin taking your iftar as soon as the disk of the sun has disappeared, as long as the view of the sun is not blocked by some obstruction or clouds. and not to delay the fast breaking until the redness of the sky disappears and the stars become visible, as this is the way of the Jews and the Rafida of the Shia. They delay the breaking of the fast until the stars become visible. On the other hand, the Prophet ﷺ would delay his suhoor, the pre-dawn meal, until the end of its time, such that occasionally the companions would hear the adhan for fajr and they were having their suhoor. And as mentioned by Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, that the time between the iqama for fajr prayer and the Prophet's suhoor was the length of 50 verses, was the length of 50 verses or 50 ayah. This is reported in Al-Bukhari and in Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam fast breaking meal was very light, and it is not like ours today where we try a host of different types of foods, fruits and desserts, until we suffer indigestion. In fact, most cases of illness during Ramadan are a result of ingesting too many different types of foods at once. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as for the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he would break fast with an odd number of ripe dates. Odd number of ripe dates. If there were none, then with dried dates. And if there were none, he would have a few drinks of water. Then he would stand for prayer during its appropriate time. He would not behave as many do today, delaying Maghrib prayer beyond its time, being busy with their iftar, which is like a dinner meal, then staying home for the congregational prayer. All of this contradicts the teachings of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. You can see them praying Maghrib directly before the adhan of Isha. And when they stand to pray, they don't know how much to pray or even how to pray, because they are so stuffed and suffer from the sluggishness or the sluggishness and the lethargy that accompanies such a state. And the Prophet would express his pleasure upon the breaking of the fast and would say in the hadith, as in the hadith reported by Abu Dawud and others, the thirst is gone, he would say, the vessels are moistened, and the reward is confirmed if Allah wills. The thirst is gone, the vessels are moistened, and the reward is confirmed if Allah wills. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam would give iftar for one fasting, and he ordered it by saying, whoever gives iftar for the fasting person, he receives a reward like his, without any decrease in the fasting person's reward. This is reported by At-Tirmidhi and others. And Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah graded it as sahih. And he ordered the one who broke his fast to say dua for his host, saying, may the fasting people break their fast with you, the righteous eat your food, and the angels say salah upon you. أفطر عندكم الصائمون وأكل طعامكم الأبرار وصلت عليكم الملائكة This is reported by Ibn Majah and Ibn Hibban